This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
During my meeting in Bloomington earlier this week, the Illinois Director of Agriculture, Raymond Poe, spoke with our group about the state fair and budget issues. Poe said there's been a lot of concern about having a state fair without a state budget, but according to him, the financial impact is too significant to not host the annual event.
We're getting ready to have a state fair, and there's a lot of questions of should you be having a state fair when there's not a budget. But the financial impact of the state fair just on Central Illinois and the state is like $86 million. And that generates a lot of taxes and a lot of sales tax and a lot of jobs. DuCoin, in that area down there, that's about a $6 million impact it has down there in that area. So you can see that the fairs are very important, and it's the number one industry in Illinois, and we got to promote. I don't know of any business in Illinois that don't have some kind of promotions of their product, and that's what we have to do. And so we got a great fair. It's starting 11th in Springfield to the 21st, and you know, DuCoin 26th, and it runs also for 10-11 days.
Poe was also asked about the proposed Fair Foundation Bill. The bill did not move through the session this spring, but it's possible that it could see some action in the future. The director said the foundation would provide great benefits for both the Springfield and DuCoin fairs and the fairgrounds.
Well, definitely it would mean a lot, because we had a CDB come out and assess the fairgrounds both in Southern Illinois and Springfield. And they assessed that we got about $180 million of maintenance that's been deferred that we need to start at. And what we wanted to do with that foundation, right now we got some major companies in Iowa, Indiana, and some of these other states that are sponsoring. And I happen to have a daughter living in Oklahoma. And you go to the state fair, their fairgrounds, and I mean, you walk in on the biggest building out there, says Monsanto or some truck dealer or something. And so that's what we was wanting to do. And we haven't given up. We got to become creative. And the reason we need that foundation is we need a place for people to donate money and probably form a 501c3 or something. And in that way, we can they can deduct that from their taxes and save the taxpayers of Illinois. Can you imagine if we could get something going and we get $180 million over a period of 5 to 10 years, how much tax money that saves to the taxpayers? And then we can continue to showcase agriculture.
Warren Ghosh, the Bureau Chief of Environmental Programs for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, was also present at the meeting. He added that he agrees with Director Poe and that the funding is necessary for long-term maintenance of the fairground buildings.
I agree with the director that, you know, some kind of a public-private partnership, I think, is more than appropriate. We're to the point now where we're tarping buildings and visqueening roofs and not doing the long-term maintenance that we need to be doing. Instead, we're trying to put on temporary fixes. And I think the idea of a foundation to bring in some private funding would allow us to make those more permanent fixes to these problems, more like a long-term solution rather than to try and put Band-Aids on some of these buildings. Because certainly you do go to Iowa, for example, their fairgrounds are beautiful, and there's no reason why ours can't be just as good or better. We have some really historic structures on those grounds, but they are in need of repair, and the idea of a foundation and bringing in private monies is one way that we can rehabilitate those structures.
The director was also asked if the focus of the fair would continue to be on agriculture as it was last year. This was his response.
Absolutely. Director Nelson, he moved a lot of farm things up right in the center of the fairgrounds right across from the firehouse and showcased agriculture, and that was a great change, and we had a lot of good comments on that. And also the sale of champions, they moved it, and everybody liked that. And those are a couple of ideas that we're sticking with. Ag Day, this could be a breakfast like it was last year. And rumors out steak and eggs, but I don't know. The reason I said that is, you know, one year they have pork and one year they have beef. And it's beef's turn this year, so we're hoping they won't have steak and eggs. So we're looking forward to that.
Once again, those comments were from the Illinois Director of Agriculture, Raymond Poe, and the Chief of Environmental Programs, Warren Ghosh. Taking a look at National Ag News, the Coalition for a Safe, Affordable Food Supply, and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture this week called on lawmakers to make a deal to block the Vermont labeling law. The groups made the push as Senate Ag Committee Chairman, Republican Pat Roberts of Kansas, and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan are meeting to discuss a compromise on the labeling of genetically modified foods, according to the Hagstrom Report. Roberts said at a Bloomberg government event that the agreement is down to three sticking points, but he didn't elaborate. In a joint news release, the groups expressed confidence that a Roberts-Stabenow compromise will get 60 votes in the Senate and will be passed by the House before the Vermont law goes into effect on July 1st. However, the groups also added that for this to happen, a Roberts-Stabenow compromise must be reached by the end of this week. Monsanto is working with the U.S. farm sector to keep Xtend soybeans separate from varieties approved in all major export markets, according to Jim Sutter, the CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council. Xtend soybean seeds have been engineered to resist the herbicides glyphosate and dicamba. The variety was launched before garnering approval of shipments from Europe, something that has yet to come. As a result, Pro Farmers First Thing Today reports that some of the world's top grain handlers have said they will reject deliveries of such soybeans engineered to resist the herbicides glyphosate and dicamba. Richard Wilkins, who's president of the American Soybean Association, also said that the company is working on a plan for Xtend soybeans in case approval from Europe does not come over the summer as expected. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.